This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Special Forces said on Tuesday they rescued an Israeli hostage from a tunnel in the southern Gaza Strip. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Video showed a military helicopter landing at a hospital to receive the 52-year-old, who spent more than 10 months in captivity after he was abducted by Hamas-led gunmen on October 7th.
We received Mr. Fahan El-Kadi, a return captive from Hamas tunnels.
Dr. Shalomi Kodish of the Soroka Medical Center said Al-Kadi was in stable condition. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Al-Kadi was recovered in a complex rescue operation from an underground tunnel in southern Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky revealed on Tuesday he has a plan he wants to present to U.S. President Joe Biden, which he believes will end the war with Russia. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
There was no indication of what the next steps would be, but he said he was hoping to attend the UN General Assembly in New York in September and that he was preparing to meet Biden. The comments come as several people are dead and multiple injured after Russia continued major missile and drone attacks across Ukraine regions for a second day, officials said on Tuesday, a day after Russia pummeled Ukrainian energy infrastructure with more than 200 missiles and drones on Monday in its biggest air attack of the war. While Tuesday's barrage was smaller in the capital Kyiv, the military administration said air defenses shot down all incoming targets aimed at the city.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. And as Russia fired dozens of missiles and drones, Ukraine's president says some were shot down by Western-supplied F-16 fighter jets, the first use by Ukraine of an F-16 to shoot down a missile. This is VOA News. United Nations agencies warn refugees and displaced communities in the Democratic Republic of Congo and other African countries with Mpox outbreaks are at particular risk of illness and death because of their living conditions. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports at least 42 suspected cases of Mpox have been identified within the displaced population in Democratic Republic of Congo's South Kivu province, one of the regions hardest hit by the disease. Confirmed and suspected cases of the new Clade 1B strain also have been recorded among refugee populations in the Republic of the Congo and Rwanda. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Police in India on Tuesday fired tear gas and used water cannons to disperse thousands of protesters demanding the resignation of a top elected official in the country's east, accusing her of mishandling an investigation into a rape and killing of a resident doctor earlier this month. The August 9th killing of the 31-year-old physician while on duty at a Calcutta city hospital triggered protests across India. The protesters say the assault highlights the vulnerability of healthcare workers. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith on Tuesday filed a new indictment in Donald Trump's January 6th case following last month's Supreme Court immunity ruling. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The indictment keeps the same criminal charges against Trump, but narrows the allegations against him, removing references to Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. The Supreme Court said last month that Trump is entitled to immunity for that conduct. Still, the indictment keeps the allegations that Trump tried to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to refuse to certify the electoral vote count. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote last month the interactions between the two men amounted to official conduct, for which Trump is at least presumptively immune from prosecution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran's supreme leader has opened the door to renewed negotiations with the United States over his country's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei told its civilian government on Tuesday there was no harm in engaging with its quote-unquote enemy. Khamenei's remarks set clear red lines for any talks taking place under the government of reformist President Masoud Pezeshkian. Khamenei renewed his warnings Washington wasn't to be trusted, mirroring his comments around the 2015 nuclear deal. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.